service.
Disgraceland is brought to you by Disgraceland All Access. Disgraceland All Access membership is your chance to support the show and get ad-free listening, an exclusive scripted episode every month, and exclusive bonus content every week, plus access to an always-on chat with me and your fellow discos. Visit disgracelandpod.com/membership or just click on the link in the show notes for this episode. Hey, discos. Need a little more Disgraceland in your life? Just a touch to get you through? Yeah, me too. This is the podcast that comes after the podcast. Welcome to Disgraceland, the after party. Welcome to the Disgraceland bonus episode, a little thing that we like to call the after party. This is the show after the show, the party after the party, the bridge to get you from one full episode of Disgraceland to the other, the backyard to dig into the dirt. On this episode, we are talking about Richard Pryor, Tom Petty, Billy Idol, and of course, your voicemails, texts, DMs, and more. And as always, a whole lot of Rosie. All right, discos, let's get into it. Yes, 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 yes. Here we are. We are in the booth together on this beautiful spring day north of Boston, Mass. Don't run wild. I still want you. I've got the Del Fuegos on my brain and more on all of that later. But for now, I want to dig into some exciting news. Spring is here. You know what happens in the spring? New life. We bloom. For me as a podcaster in 2023, that means two new season launches from Double Elvis with me behind the mic on both shows. This week, the premiere of our new season of Badlands. It's happening. It's all happening. It just happened. Richard Pryor, go to the Badlands feed right now. Subscribe to that show if you have not already. It is wildly important that you do. Badlands is a separate show, a spin-off show. It is totally separate from Disgraceland. It is available on a weekly basis only in the Badlands feed. If you're only subscribed to Disgraceland, you are not going to get the Badlands episodes. And if you're not subscribed to Badlands, you are missing out on some serious awesomeness. What say you? Is Badlands? Okay. Maybe you don't know. I'll tell you what Badlands is. It's the Disgraceland spinoff podcast. Instead of music and true crime, it's Hollywood and true crime. Our new season, it just launched with an episode on Richard Pryor, and we are following up Mr. Pryor with episodes on Chris Farley, James Dean, Paris Hilton and the Bling Ring, Carrie Fisher, Will Smith, Anna Nicole Smith, Mel Gibson, and Marlon Brando. And for those of you who are new to Badlands, we've got a massive archive of previously released episodes on folks like Marilyn Monroe, John Belushi, Robin Williams, Brittany Murphy, Winona Ryder, so many more. Badlands full episodes are released on Wednesdays, and starting this week, we are pleased to announce that new Badlands bonus episodes will be released every Friday. Those episodes will be called The Rap Party, and they'll be different than this here after party. How? I'm not exactly sure yet, but at the very least, it'll be a vehicle for more interaction with you guys, more voicemails, text being answered, more back and forth, and much more movie talk. Badlands, like Disgraceland, will now always be on. Two episodes per week, every week from now until forever. Badlands, like Disgraceland, always on. Two episodes per week, every week. From now on, go to Badlands and subscribe, wherever you get your podcast. Okay, enough of that. So now, more springtime growth. Coming in 2 weeks, on May 16th, we are dropping the premiere episode of Season 12 of Disgraceland on none other than the boss himself, Mr. Bruce Springsteen, and more specifically, on Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska, an entire episode dedicated to Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. And I am very excited to announce on the After Party episode that hits that week of the Springsteen season launch episode, we're going to have an interview with Warren Zanes, author of Deliver Me From Nowhere, The Making of Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. Warren is also the author of Petty, the biography on, well, Tom Petty. And you might be saying to yourself, wait a minute. The previously exclusive episode of Disgraceland that was just released was on Tom Petty. And hey, now, it's almost like they planned it this way. Maybe we did, maybe we didn't. Either way, check out that Tom Petty episode in your feeds if you have not already, and get excited about the coming episode on Bruce Springsteen and my forthcoming interview with Warren Zanes. Maybe read his book, shoot me some questions you'd like to ask him, 617-906-6638. Maybe go dig out that old Del Fuego's album, Boston Mass, the one I referenced at the top of the show. Great record. If you don't know the Del Fuego's, check them out. It's Warren Zanes' band from the 80s. Amazing. One of the best Boston bands ever. That record in particular, Boston Mass. Go get it if you have never heard it. You guys know how to get in touch with me, 617-906-6638 for all your questions for Warren Zanes. Call me, text me, get at me at Disgraceland Pod on the socials, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. You know the drill. All right. Before we break here, I gotta say this. I don't know that I say this enough. Thank you. Thanks to all of you out there listening to all the new episodes of Disgraceland and all the previously exclusive episodes of Disgraceland. We just finished up the month of April. We had an absolutely bonkers month for downloads and listens. Historically, the best numbers we've ever done performance-wise. You guys are incredibly supportive. Got a bunch of new listeners. Welcome. Welcome. Myself and the team here at Double Elvis, we are totally grateful. All right? Just know that, okay? And know that we are doing everything we can to find ways to continue this conversation we're having, to continue the engagement, and to bring you even more content. Hope to have more info on that in the coming weeks. But right now, I'm going to take a quick break. Hey, discos, it's Jake here. Thank you so much for listening to Disgraceland. Your support truly means a lot to me, and it's because of you that my team and I are able to make this show. If you want more Disgraceland, if you want more regular interactions with me and the community of Disgraceland listeners, or if you simply want to listen to the show ad-free, go to disgracelandpod.com/membership or just click on the link in the show notes for this episode. For just $5 a month, you can listen to every episode of Disgraceland ad-free. Plus, you'll get one brand new exclusive episode every month. You'll also get weekly unscripted bonus content, special audio collections, and early access to merch and events. There are two ways that you can support the show and become a member at disgracelandpod.com/membership. You can sign up using Patreon and listen to the show ad-free on Apple, Spotify, and most other major podcast platforms. And Patreon members also get access to all the other perks of membership and an always-on chat where I'll be interacting with you and diving deeper into the world of Disgraceland. But maybe you're currently an Apple Podcast subscription listener and you want to just tap into all the bonus audio content and ad-free listening that we're offering. We're also offering this membership as a premium channel on Apple Podcasts. However you choose to join, all you got to do is go to disgracelandpod.com/membership. Support the show for just $5 a month, $5, or sign up for an annual plan and get 2 months free. Come join me and your fellow discos at Disgraceland All Access by visiting disgracelandpod.com/membership. Alrighty then, as you know, I am from Boston, the Boston area, and I got to quickly... Right now, I got to pour one out here for our beloved Boston Bruins who got, well, humiliated and lost last night to what was supposed to be a worse team. Last night as I record this, I'm recording this on a Monday, so Sunday night. And I got to say, I'm not over this loss. I'm not sure when I will be. This isn't a sports podcast, but I'm having a hard time focusing right now and recording this episode and not listening to Felger and Maz dump a steaming pile of what the fuck just happened on us here in the 617 area code. So with that, I will instead... just play this message from the 617.
Hey, man. This is Neil Cronley. I heard the 617, and are you a Bostonian? That's a true Bostonian zip code, right? Area code. And I was wondering if you could ever do, or if you think he's interesting enough to do... a podcast on Perry Farrell. Not Jane's Addiction, Perry Farrell. Just an idea. I'm sure you got many of them. You do a great job. Thank you.
You got it, Neil. Thanks for the voicemail. Yes, yes, yes. It's an OG 617 number, and this is just my work burner for all of you guys. I've got a 617 area code on my personal cell phone as well, but I digress. Neil, Perry Farrell, we do not have a solo Perry episode in the works. We do have a Jane's Addiction episode that is coming out soon. That's in the works. I hope the full band episode doesn't bum you out. It's going to hit your feed on November 21st of this year. Who knows, Neil? Maybe I'll be inspired. Maybe the research will inspire us to keep digging, and we'll get a second episode, one on Mr. Farrell himself. November 21st, that Jane's Addiction episode is coming. It's a long ways away, but you know how this works. You blink, and it's winter. All right? Okay, cool. Let's 617-906-6638 to call me, leave me a voicemail, send me a text message like our friend Neil. Let's check out another voicemail. This one here from the 443, clearing something up for me.
Jake, what am I going to do with you? Mike G in the 443. First of all, I can't believe that you don't know that saying about the early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. The first mouse is the one that sets the trap off and gets killed so that the second one goes in and takes the cheese he was going for. There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, 443. You know, I did not know that. I did not know. I suppose I could have thought about it for 10 seconds and figured it out. But as my close personal childhood friend Ferris Bueller once said, life moves pretty fast sometimes. And if you don't stop and look around once in a while, you can miss it. So, you know, I'm writing and recording and releasing 10,000 podcast episodes a week. Dude, I'm going to miss the occasional Stone Cowboy quote once in a while. I apologize and I kid because I love. But, you know, let's get into some more engagement here. Let's do some more text. All right. From the 810. Hey, Jake, Scott from Flint here. Please, please do an episode on Creed Barton from Grassroots, cast member of The Office. Crazy stories that are blurring of fact and fiction. He'd probably even give you an interview and let you use one of his tunes to open the show. Creed is my favorite character from The Office. I love the mystery about him. Amazing. That's an incredible idea. I think I want to do that. And that could be a Badlands episode or a Disgraceland episode. Maybe some crossover. Maybe in Disgraceland, we deal with Creed in his Grassroots days, and then in Badlands, and then in Badlands, we do Creed in his Office days, and we kind of connect them somehow. Zeth Lundy, I'm talking to you. Let's figure this out, buddy. All right, from the 469, fun story. All right, here we go. Fun story about my grandparents and Willie Nelson. Before Willie got famous, he was in Dallas, and both him and my grandparents ended up at Jack Ruby's, the Jack Ruby. So Jack Ruby, as some of you mostly know, I'm guessing, and some don't, Jack, for those who don't, Jack Ruby owned a nightclub in Dallas, and he was mobbed up, and he killed Lee Harvey Oswald, and he did a bunch of other shit as well. So anyways, historically important guy. Let's go back. Fun story about my grandparents and Willie Nelson. Before Willie got famous, he was in Dallas, and both him and my grandparents ended up at Jack Ruby's, the Jack Ruby, Jack Ruby's bar. And Willie bummed a cigarette and a drink off my Mimi and Papa. One of the coolest stories I've gotten to hear about my grandparents' heydays, from Kennedy S. in the 469. Amazing story. I love that. Also kind of ironic that your name is Kennedy. But anyways, let's move on. Let's go here to the 214. Hey, Jake, after a hiatus of a couple years, I'm getting back into Disgraceland. Love the podcast and thankful for it being back on Spotify. I listened during my trips of delivery. Here's an idea for possibly a two-part episode regarding the Jackson 5/MJ. I'm going to stop it right there. I get a lot of requests for a Michael Jackson episode, and I frankly don't know how the hell I'm going to tell this story, but I will tell it at some point. I will figure it out. Let's move on. We'll do one more text. Got a lot of texts. 706 says, hey, Disgraceland deities, I thought I would love to hear on one of your future episodes of Badlands, maybe on the 80s, early 90s wrestling scene. That's what you're speaking. You're right in my wheelhouse there. You're in young Jake's wheelhouse. I love that idea. Badlands, we do some sports. Maybe there's some spinoff sports action. I don't know, but that's a good one. I dig it. Thank you, 706. All right, 617-906-6638 to call and text, to leave me a voicemail. Let's get into some DMs here. Going to go over to my friends on Facebook, my super blunt and direct yet polite friends on Facebook, if I can get into this fucking account. I hate how Messenger is like in another app. All righty, what do we got? What do we got? What do we got? From Amy Hoke on Facebook. Hi. Polite note, that the newspaper in St. Louis is called the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, not the St. Louis Dispatch, regarding the Chuck Berry episode. You're right, but I believe at the time that I was talking about that particular newspaper, it was indeed called the St. Louis Dispatch. I could be wrong. I just know that that was in my book, and the book went through vigorous fact-checking, not just from me, from the publishing company, so I would be shocked if I got that baby wrong. But I get shit wrong like everyone else, so who knows, Amy? I appreciate the note. Let's see here from Carrie Campbell on Facebook. She says, I just wanted to let you and your crew know that I really appreciate your work. I'm a geologist by trade, spent a lot of time in the field. And through the long days, I bounce between listening to audiobooks, podcasts, and music. And although I love audiobooks, they can at times be a considerable commitment. So I really like the format of podcasts that allow me to distract myself during a long day without committing to 30 hours on the same story of a topic. I listen to so many different podcasts. It's hard to count, but I keep coming back to this one. She's talking about Disgraceland. Very compelling and entertaining stories and a massive catalog. I recently discovered Badlands and I'm now working my way through each ep. Anyways, I just wanted to say thank you for all the great content. Never too dark, never too light, always entertaining. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Carrie Campbell on Facebook. And I love that you're a geologist and you're out there listening to Disgraceland. That's pretty wild. What are you guys doing when you're listening to Disgraceland? Let me know. Hit me up at Disgraceland Pod on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, wherever, just like Carrie did. All right, one more. Joe Hogan. Would Howard Stern be a story for Badlands? No, I don't think so. Howard, I'm not even going to say it. All right, let's move on here. Hello, Chris from the 845. This is on Facebook and people are sending their area codes. I love it. Love the pod. Now let's hear more about Todd Rundgren. There's a lot of stuff that would jump out at your listeners. Yeah, you're probably right. Those early New York days, I'm guessing. Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. At Disgraceland Pod on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Let's go over to a couple more DMs. This one from IG from Kelly Pettit. In regards to upcoming Michael Hutchins story, I heard that in his last years, he spent a lot of time with my favorite Aussie, Nick Cave, and they owned a cafe together and spent their days playing with their kids and doing heroin, presumably not at the same time. It would be great. That's her saying that, by the way. This is a listener, not me saying that. I have no idea if Nick Cave and Michael Hutchins were doing heroin together. It would be great if you could find more out about that friendship. It sounds both supportive and destructive, like a lot of legendary relationships. I'm looking forward very much to both our episode on Michael Hutchins from INXS. And like I said, I'm reading Nick Cave's Death of Bunny Monroe right now, and I am inspired to dig into Nick Cave, dig into research on him as an artist, and to hopefully do an episode on him soon as well. So, Kay Pettit, maybe we will get into this legendary friendship. Keep listening. I will keep you updated. At Disgraceland Pod, guys. That's how you get in touch with me. Or you can call me 617-906-6638. Text me. Leave me a voicemail. I'm here for you. Here to answer whatever questions you got. You can reach out again. Hit me up with your Warren Zanes questions about Nebraska, about Bruce Springsteen. Hit me up on Facebook. And of course, you can always get pissy with me on Twitter. I'm there too. And I'll be back right here after this. So the recommendations part, this is the recommendations part, the part where we recommend the things that need recommending, the recommendations part. What I'm watching, well, I said this on last week's After Party, and I'm going to say it again here, the New World Order, is that movie and television recommendations are now happening over on the Badlands bonus episode we're launching called Rap Party. You can hear that, as I said earlier, in the Badlands feed. But I will use this space here for music-related visual content exclusively. Like what I watched yesterday, this past Sunday, I watched on the CBS Sunday Morning Television program an interview Bruce Springsteen did with Jim Axelrod, where the boss takes the reporter back to the house he recorded Nebraska in Colts Neck, New Jersey. And in this piece, Warren Zanes, whose book I mentioned in the last block and who will be with us on the After Party in a couple weeks, Warren is in the piece on CBS with Springsteen. It's really great. You get a real glimpse into the world Bruce was in when he made what he believes is his greatest record. I think I agree. Yeah, Nebraska. I think that's Springsteen's greatest record. Anyway, that interview is on YouTube. You should check it out if you're a Springsteen fan. And even if you're not, just check it out because it's a great gateway drug to Springsteen. Nebraska is, you know, I grew up with Springsteen. He was like, he was everywhere. He was bigger than, I don't even know. He was huge. He was a huge pop star. Post Born in the USA, massive. I did not like Bruce Springsteen. I didn't like Born in the USA. I thought it was cheesy. Took me a while to actually get into it. Took me a while to take Bruce Springsteen seriously. It's kind of a cliche in the sort of hardcore world, the punk and hardcore space that like punk and hardcore kids get into Springsteen through Nebraska. It's cliche for a reason because that's exactly how I got into Springsteen. I heard that record. I heard Nebraska because I watched Sean Penn's movie that he directed with Viggo Mortensen. Sean Penn's not in it. Viggo Mortensen stars in it. Sean Penn made this movie called Indian Runner when he was dating Springsteen's sister. And Indian Runner is based on a song on Nebraska. And I loved that movie. And that propelled me to go seek out Nebraska and to give it a chance. And it's incredible. It's great. Full stop. And if you don't like Springsteen, if you've never taken him seriously, if you think he's an old fogey, if he's part of another generation, or if you're too punk or whatever it is, those are all valid reasons. I get it. Give Nebraska a shot, and that will probably reframe the boss for you. And like I said, it's a great gateway drug. And the next episode we have coming up in Disgraceland, like I said, is all about Nebraska. How that relates to true crime, I'm not going to get into that here, but just trust me, it does. Anyways, YouTube that shit. It's there. CBS Sunday Morning, Bruce Springsteen, Nebraska. You'll find it pretty easily. That's what I'm watching, what I'm listening to. Oh, yeah. Speaking of YouTube, you know, on Disgraceland, we have a Disgraceland YouTube channel. We just released this bonkers Billy Idol story. It's only 60 seconds long, but it's totally fucked up. And it sent me back to listen to the first Generation X album, the self-titled Generation X album from 1978. This record is so fucking good. And the record, it doesn't get enough love as being this great historical document of punk rock that it should. And I think it's because of just how huge of a pop star Billy Idol became in the 1980s. Again, like Springsteen, at the same time, he was so big, he was parodied. He was like a caricature of a pop star. But back in 1978, my God, this album, it is great. Truly great songs. Ready, Steady, Go, Kiss Me Deadly, which I think Joe Strummer covered later in his solo career, though I could be wrong about that. Anyway, great record. Reminded me of the early aughts Boston punk band, The Explosion, who were great, and they were heavily influenced by Generation X. It was just nice to get my ears pulled in that direction. Matt and Dave from The Explosion, by the way, they got a new band called Space Cadet. Check them out. They're awesome. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what are we doing here? This is two massive 80s pop stars. I feel like I'm headed towards a theme here. Bruce Springsteen, Billy Idol. Who are your favorite 80s pop stars? Rank them for me, top five. I'm going to give you five off the top of my head. Now, pop stars. I'm not saying greatest musicians. I'm saying greatest pop stars, okay? The 80s. You can't start this conversation without Michael Jackson. We already mentioned Bruce Springsteen and Billy Idol, so there's three. Four, you gotta go Madonna. Five, I don't know, Prince, Whitney Houston. Who am I missing? Who am I missing? All right, so I've got Michael Jackson, Bruce Springsteen, Billy Idol, Madonna, and Prince. Those are my top five 1980s pop stars. Who are yours? Let me know. Hit me up at Disgraceland Pod, 617-906-6638. All right. Also, on my algorithmic turntable, Richard Pryor episode. It's coming next week in Badlands. I talked about that. There's great footage, though. I don't know if you've seen it. I put this on my Instagram stories, like 15 seconds of it, about a month or two ago when we did the Sly Stone episode of Disgraceland. It's this video of Richard Pryor on drums jamming with Sly Stone on the Mike Douglas Show back in 1974. YouTube that shit. It's awesome. Again, this Richard Pryor episode's coming out, so that sent me, you know, back to this video and Sly and the Family Stone, back into the Sly and the Family Stone discography, into a record that I didn't know that well, 1974's Small Talk, all right, by Sly and the Family Stone. Some say it's Sly's last great record, maybe. I don't know. All I know is that it is indeed great. And on it is this tune, Loose Booty. Great title, Loose Booty, which unbeknownst to me up until a couple of days ago, Loose Booty is the sample and inspiration for the Beastie Boys' Shadrach. I love Shadrach. I love the video. I love the song. I love the album it's on, Paul's Boutique. But Loose Booty, I never heard it. And it's where the whole damn song, the Beastie Boys song, comes from. The chorus, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, which I never knew what the hell that was. Turns out they're characters from the Bible. I didn't know that. Mind completely blown. It's going to be a while before I stop listening to Small Talk by Sly and the Family Stone. Awesome album. If you're into the Beasties, there's no way you're not going to love this. If you're just into great music, there's no way you're not going to love this. Check out that record, Small Talk by Sly. Hit me up. Let me know what you guys are listening to. What I'm reading? Well, I got nothing for you this week. I'm keeping my powder dry. I'm looking forward to reading Warren Zane's book on Nebraska. It should be here tomorrow. I encourage all of you to read it as well. And then hit me up with some questions for Warren. I'm at 617-906-6638. Leave a voicemail, text, whatever, at this Graceland pod. Questions for Warren, hit me with them. Like I said, buy the book, check it out. I'm not a paid sponsor or anything, but Warren's a great writer, great musician, great guy. Recently met him. Fan of his band, and let's put the disco power behind Warren Zanes, drive his book into the New York Times bestseller list, as if we can do that. Let us know what you're listening to, what you're watching, and what you're reading. 617-906-6638. I'm going to take a quick break, back in a flash. All right, let's recap, shall we? Number one, new season of Badlands launches this week. Make sure you're subscribed in the Badlands feed. Number two, Badlands bonus episode, The Rap Party, launches this week as well. Make sure you're subscribed in the Badlands feed. Number three, Disgraceland, new season 12, launches on May 16th. Number four, Tom Petty previously released episode is available now in your Disgraceland feed. Number five, send me your Bruce Springsteen questions and any other questions for my upcoming interview with Warren Zanes, whatever, 617-906-6638, along with whatever else is on your mind. Let me know. All right. My moment of bliss, me reading you the phone book. Lobart, Otto, 4946 North Ridgeway, 539-8654. Lobig, Arthur, 774-2221. Lobi, Gerald, 1040 North Lakeshore, 944-1499. Lobman, Edward, 3639 North Pine Grove, GR 7-0439. Lobman, Fred, 6433 North Albany, 973-7144. Lobes, Lillian, 6754 West Rancher, Northeast 1-1497. Loading, Arthur, 872 North Marshfield, 421-0336. Loafer, Curtis, 5450 West Cortland, 622-6526. Lorizel, Elwood, 4736 West Shakespeare.
Quit talking and start mixing. Cut it!